The first wave of tractors landed rifle squads. The second wave landed more riflemen, machine gunners, bazooka gunners, flamethrowers, and 60-millimeter mortar squads. Our second wave typically trailed about 25 yards behind the first as the machines churned through the water toward the beach. As soon as the first wave unloaded, its Amtraks backed off, turned around, and headed past us out to sea to pick up supporting waves of infantry from Higgins' boats circling offshore. It all worked nicely on Pavuvu, but there were no Japanese there. In addition to landing exercises and field problems before Palulu, we received refresher instructions and practice firing all small arms assigned to the company. M1 rifle, BAR, carbine, 45 caliber pistol, and Thompson submachine gun. We also learned how to operate a flamethrower. During instruction with the flamethrower, we used a palm stump for a target. When my turn came, I shouldered the heavy tanks, held the nozzle in both hands, pointed at the stump about 25 yards away, and pressed the trigger. With a whoosh, a stream of red flame squirted out, and the nozzle bucked. The napalm hit the stump with a loud splattering noise. I felt the heat on my face. A cloud of black smoke rushed upward. The thought of turning loose hellfire from a hose nozzle as easily as I'd water a lawn back home sobered me. To shoot the enemy with bullets or kill him with shrapnel was one of the grim necessities of war, but to fry him to death was too gruesome to contemplate. I was to learn soon, however, that the Japanese couldn't be routed from their island defenses without it. About this time, I began to feel a deeper appreciation for the influence of the old breed on us newer Marines. Gunnery Sergeant Haney provided a vivid example of their impact. Gunnery Sergeant Elmo M. Haney served with Company K, 3rd Battalion, 5th Marines, in France during World War I. Between the two World Wars, he taught school in Arkansas for about 4 years, then rejoined the Marine Corps, where he was assigned to his old unit. He fought on Guadalcanal and at Cape Gloucester with Company K. In the latter action, he won a Silver Star for heroism when he took care of some Japs by himself with a few hand grenades, as one Marine described the scene. Haney was more than 50 years old when the 1st Marine Division assaulted Peleliu. Although a gunnery sergeant by rank, he held no official position in Company K's chain of command. In the field, he seemed to be everywhere at once, correcting mistakes and helping out. He withdrew himself from the front lines on the second day of Peleliu, admitting sadly that he could no longer take the heat and the battle. I had seen Haney around the company area, but first noticed him in the shower one day because of the way he bathed. About a dozen naked, soapy replacements, including myself, stared in wide-eyed amazement and shuddered as Haney held his genitals in his left hand while scrubbing them with a GI brush, the way one buffs a shoe. When you consider that the GI brush had stiff, tough, split-fiber bristles embedded in a stout wooden handle and was designed to scrub heavy canvas, 782 web gear, dungarees, and even floors, Haney's method of bathing becomes truly impressive.